I want to throw out a couple of things just to sort of update the world on your thoughts in terms of translation of stuff into practice. One thing that we've heard a lot of discussion about since ASCO 2005 is the question of using adjuvant trastuzumab without chemotherapy. It's heavily debated in terms of clinical practice, but also the question of, is it worthy of some type of clinical study? Is it going to be studied?
It absolutely should be studied. I think people do it in practice now with the isolated cases of elderly patients who they don't think would tolerate chemotherapy well, that are HER2-positive tumors, who are otherwise healthy. So you don't want to not give them the benefit of treating their breast cancer with something that's effective, but you don't want to put them through the rigors of some of the problems that might happen. The combined analysis data that Genentech's done of the risk factors for cardiac dysfunction in these patients are what was mentioned yesterday, which are starting LVEF, and they appear to almost be equal in their contributions, hypertension and age. And they're cumulative. If you have all of those factors, you really have a high incidence. For some of the patients who have all of those factors, but in particular hypertension and age, the incidence of clinical congestive heart failure goes up to about 10%. Everybody agrees that 1 in 10 women in the adjuvant setting is not acceptable to give cardiac dysfunction to. So we need to start to dial back on our toxicity. We've dialed up nicely on our efficacy, and we're coming against the ceiling there, I think. So now's the time to really start to think about dialing back on toxicity.
Any kind of guess what we might be giving up in terms of anti-tumor effect by not using chemotherapy? You have basically the effect of chemotherapy to start with, and you have the synergism with trastuzumab.
So no guess, Neil, only because of the fact that it needs to be tested in a clinical trial, and it will be. If someone recommends a trastuzumab alone trial, it'll have to be compared against the standard. The amazing thing that I've learned is that the regulators and the physicians are presuming to speak for the patients, saying that the patients absolutely will not accept this. But when you talk
about chemo,
except not having chemotherapy.
Oh, not having chemo.
Except not having chemotherapy and taking the risk of having trastuzumab alone. When you actually talk with the patients and large groups of patients, the advocacy groups, and ask, would you be willing to participate in a trial where, you know, this risk would be there, but you might be getting chemotherapy out of the picture? The answer comes back resoundingly, yes. We think that's a question worth asking and answering.
Is that going to happen?
I hope so.
You hear any talk about it? I haven't heard anything about it.
We're talking about trying to do something
along those lines.
PCRG? Yes.